Your reaction to today's 1-0 win here at Windsor Park, David?
I say every week, delighted. I'm more than delighted this week because our application and our effort from minute one today, I thought we were deserved winners again. We went about the game the right way. In the second half, it becomes a wee bit edgy. You know, Crusaders have got good players, especially if they play the way they were playing. They were sort of trying to play with four forwards, and then they brought the big lad Suarez on. So I say, fair play to our lads. We stood up there, all the challenges, bodies on the line. I say we were deserved winners today, and probably the only disappointing thing is that we didn't calm the nerves a wee bit before the end of the whistle, but we, you know, done enough to get over that line, thankfully.
We deserved to win it. We could have won more than one, really, couldn't we?
We had all our chances, especially in the first half. Not so much in the second half, but there were still moments in the second half. And I always say to the players, pick the right pass, pick the right moment. And, you know, the main thing is the work ethic was incredible today. And you say when the Crusaders manager comes up to you at the end and say, you know, we were deserved winners, that's when you know you've won, because they're a good side and the champions are champions for a reason. But we got what we deserved today.
But edgy towards the end, Roy Carroll had to be called upon to make another wonder save, didn't he?
I'd say it was a wonder save. Big Roy might say it was a wonder save, but again, that comes with Roy's job, and it comes with how good he is. You know, he's expected to make them saves now because he's that good. But say people maybe outside of this club maybe don't realise how good he is, but you only have to see his performance and his commitment and his effort from the first day he stepped into Linfield about how vital he is to this club.
Burnsy gets yet another vital, important goal for this club.
Again, Burnsy does what he does. It was a fantastic finish. It was great composure. I thought he was running out of a wee bit of space, but fair play to him. Say Burnsy's done that for a number of years. He continues to do that. And these are the games when it really matters, when you really need somebody to step up. And I was pleased that Burnsy's got the all-important winner.
We had 11 heroes, 14 heroes right across the park today. Chris Casement comes in for Stafford, who was injured. And yeah. Chris Casement put in a really good shift out there today.
He did, and after the dust settles and you speak to the players and you give them my emotions from the game today. I don't always sort of individualise who you sort of give a little bit of praise to, but I did to Chris today because he deserved the performance. Look, he's worked hard in training. He's been disappointed that he's not played probably more games, but he's a good player, and that's why, first and foremost, why I wanted to bring him back to the club last year. I knew how good he can be, and I'm sure Chris has been disappointed himself with the way his season's gone. But so there's four big games now coming. It's great that he's now got a tough 80-85 minutes under his belt, because it'll only do him the world of good towards the end of the season.
Mark Hockey gets the man of the match. He was awesome in the centre of the back, a position he hasn't played in too recently.
He's a good centre half, he's a good right back, and he's a steady goalkeeper. So he's a good player to have in your squad.
And Stephen Lowry gets the player of the month. There's awards, there's accolades right across our squad, isn't there?
Yeah, Stephen again worked the socks off today. I thought his effort and application along with Jamie today was first class. And the goals that he scored over the previous months have been big goals. The Ballon Mallard one, probably no bigger, I thought, until last week. So he's technically he's very good. He's got tremendous energy. I thought at one stage in the second half he took a little bit of a knock, but the type of player and the type of person he is, he brushed it off and got on with it, and made sure that we stayed a solid 4-4-2 and seen the game out.
We've brought it back to 1 point. It sets it up for what are really, four cup finals in the league plus an Irish Cup final at the end of all that. What an end of the season this might just be.
Yeah, here's hoping, because again, along with the players, the staff, I don't always heap praise on them, but they're here day in, day out with me, making sure I'm better, and if I'm better, making sure the players are better. And if the players are better and the staff's better, you hope to get performances and results on the pitch like we've been getting. So it's always a team effort. It's a squad effort that we talk about. But the 12 match day staff that we have is vitally important to me, and it's vitally important to the players that we do have, and the people being here through thick and thin, through years of winning, and probably over the last three, four, or five years of losing. But their commitment is second to none. And I say I can't win games and the players can't win games without their commitment.
That was a great game, great atmosphere. Great crowd for us today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was brilliant. It was good to see the younger lads sort of backing in and around it today. They obviously help with the atmosphere and the singing and the noise. So say the crowd were good today from minute one. You know, sometimes when we play at home, it's sometimes a wee bit quiet at times. But they were right behind the players today because to see the players were right up for it. And at the end, ultimately, that ends in a very important victory for us today, because I stated it last week and the weeks before that nothing apart from 3 points would have been good enough today to the claw Crusaders back. But we'll give ourselves an outside chance. We're still, I wish we were 1 point clear, but we're not. It's in their hands. But we'll see how that goes over the next 3-4 games.
It's been an almighty week. We beat Dungannon in the Cup semi. Yeah. The Swifts win a Cup semi. The Rangers win the Cup final. And then we win the first of what we hope will be 6 or 7 Cup finals here today.
Yeah, no, again, listen, the staff below, you know, the Allens, the Brian McCarrolls, the coaches of the Rangers and the Swifts are vitally important to this club, as is Glenn Ferguson, obviously the academy director, Johnny Jameson right down to Gary Jackson, Scott Boyd. These lads are making our young lads aware of what it means to play for Linfield. So, see, the good thing is I'm pretty much hands-on. I want to be hands-on with a lot of things. I like to know the players right through. And again, that's my job, to make sure when the players are at 15, 16, 17 that, you know, I see a lot of their good attributes and get to know the players. So in 2-3 years' time, when they are ready to step up into the first team, I've already got a good understanding of, you know, their capabilities.
And it's a bit of a break for a day or two, and then it's all thoughts to Ballymena next Saturday.
Yeah, huge game. And you say about the 4 Cup finals, we'll start with a 1 Cup final next Saturday, because that's certainly not going to be easy. They're a good side, and any time we ever play against Ballymena, they're competitive, as I would imagine next week will be. But with the mood that we're in, the confidence we're in, hopefully we can go down and hopefully get the 3 points, which is vitally important again next week.
On behalf of the 3,000 or 4,000 Blue men, women and children, thank you for that amazing result that keeps us dreaming and hoping for another week, and hopefully for a few more weeks thereafter.
I certainly hope so, Andy. Cheers.